我们一起来看马太福音的第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章二十四节到二十九节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 29.
七章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 24.
所以凡听见我这话就去行的，好比一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上。二十五节。
25.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌，因为根基立在磐石上。二十六节。
26.
凡听见我这话不去行的，好比一个无知的人把房子盖在沙土上。二十七节。
27.
雨淋、水冲、风吹，撞着那房子，房子就倒塌了，并且倒塌得很大。二十八节。
28.
耶稣讲完了这些话，众人都稀奇他的教训。二十九节。
29.
因为他教训他们，正像有权柄的人，不像他们的文士。啊，这是主耶稣在登山宝训啊所讲的最后一个比喻。
This is the concluding parable that Jesus told during the Sermon on the Mount.
好，也是啊，对耶稣。哦，他所讲的这个教训所做的一个总结。
This is also the conclusion to all the teachings that Jesus had taught in this instance.
哦，在这个比喻里头，啊，这个房子哦，可以用来代表我们的信仰、我们的服事、我们的家庭、我们的事业等等。
The house that is mentioned in this parable can refer to, our faith, our family, or our service.
好，那在这里所说的这个坚固的根基啊，好，是指着我们对神话语的遵行，还有坚定的相信。
And to build a house on the rock is to have a firm belief, in the word of God.
好，那这里所讲的雨淋也好，水冲、风吹，啊，是指着我们在人生当中必然会遭遇的挫折跟打击。
And the rain, the streams, and the wind, and these natural elements all refer to the difficult situations that we may find ourselves in.
哦，啊，我们跟没有信主的人在人身上，我们同样都会遭受挫折，遭受到打击。
Just as the people of the world, we will also face difficulties and negative impacts in our lives.
哦，但不同的是，当我们遭受到这些挫折打击的时候。
But whenever we encounter such trial and tribulation,
哦，我们因着拥有坚定的信仰啊，所以我们的人生能够坚定啊，不至于失败。
We stay firm and do not fail because of our firm belief in our Lord Jesus Christ.
哦，所以晚上小弟想借着啊，耶稣在这个天国的比喻这个天国啊，登山宝训啊所讲的最后一个总结啊。啊，来跟大家分享。
So I'd like to share with you this concluding parable, regarding the heavenly kingdom, during Jesus' sermon on the mount.
哦，在这里啊，谈到说，哦，凡听见我这话就去行的。
This parable starts with everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice.
哦，那也谈到那个愚笨的人哦。啊，凡听见我这话就不去行的。
And verse 26 also mentions those foolish ones who hear the words of God but do not put them into practice.
哦，所以这里呀，耶稣要我们呐，要常听他的话。
Jesus wants us to hear his words often.
哦，我们要经常聆听神的话，要心中拥有神的话。
We must often listen to the word of God.And take ownership of His word in our hearts.
哦，这是我们的事业也好，家庭也好，我们的信仰，我们的服事，哦，在遭受打击的时候，能够经得起考验的第一个重要的原因。
Regardless of whether it's our career, our family, or our faith, this is the way for us to withstand the difficulties of life.
哦，小弟从两方面来跟大家分享啊这个信息。
I'm going to share with you from two aspects.
哦，怎么样学会聆听神的话语？怎么样才能够拥有神的话语在我们心中？
How we can learn to listen to the word of God and internalize His word.
哦，第一个我们就要学习呀，要学会聆听，学会思想神的话语。
First of all, we need to learn how to hear and to meditate upon His word.
哦，诗篇的119篇，那边告诉我们说，神的话是我们脚前的灯，是我们路上的光。
Psalm 119 tells us that His word is a lamp to our feet and a light for our path.
哦，神的话就好像一盏明灯，能够使我们不至于误入歧途。
The word of God is like a lamp to our feet because it guides us so that we will not be led astray.
哦，能够帮助我们建立一个光明磊落的人生。
And it helps us build a bright future with Him.
所以聆听以及思想神的话，能够帮助我们来反省我们自己的言行是不是违背圣经的真理。
So when we hear and meditate upon His word, we will be able to gauge whether our actions and deeds are up to par with His word.
哦，那进而来调整我们生活的方式，哦，我们生活的脚步。
Then we can adjust our lifestyle or our footsteps.
哦，可惜呀，很多时候我们会常常因为忙成为我们的借口。
Unfortunately, busyness becomes our excuse.
哦，我们没有办法养成每一天都能够来读神的话语的习惯。
We do not cultivate the habit of reading the Bible every day.
哦，这是一个这个忙碌的时代。
This is an era of busyness.
哦，所以忙成了我们在信仰追求上在读经生活上的一个阻碍。
So our busyness becomes an obstacle to our pursuit of faith.
哦，但是仔细我们想一想。
But if we think about it carefully,
哦，我们还是可以我们在我们生活当中的一些片段当中找到时间来聆听、来思想神的话语的。
We will be able to find free moments in our lives where we can listen and meditate upon His word.
有一次有个弟兄告诉他太太。
Once a brother told his wife,
哎，早上你跟隔壁的陈太太在门口聊天聊那么久，怎么不请陈太太进来坐一下？
I noticed that you have been chatting with Mrs. Chen next door for quite a while this morning. Why didn't you take the opportunity to invite her over to our house?
哎，他太太就回他先生说，有我有请陈太太进来坐但是陈太太说大家都很忙所以我们随便聊一聊就好了。
But Mrs. Chen refused, saying that everyone is busy, so it's okay that we just chat outside of the house.
哦，结果他们在门口一聊一个半钟头。
And they chatted for an hour and a half.
哎，很多时候我们想一想我们接的电话是不是也是这样随便聊一聊就半个钟头一个钟头了。
So isn't this the case when we pick up the phone and start chatting with our friends, it would take us half an hour or even an hour?
哦，我们在网络上随便逛一逛就半个钟头不见了。
And when you surf the web, it would take you at least half an hour.
哦，我们看看这些杂志报纸随便翻一翻半个小时也不见了。
Flipping through magazines and newspapers and half an hour is gone.
哦，所以我们信仰生活里头是不是也会有这样的一个情形。
So isn't this the case in our life of faith?
哦，我们会不会常常放任我们自己浪费时间的这种习惯呢？
Do we allow ourselves to waste time?
哦，但是却无愧于因为我们忙碌的理由而不去读圣经，而不去思想神的话语。
But we are never remorseful about how we waste time and take busyness as an excuse for not cultivating ourselves.
哦，我们听过很多弟兄姐妹的见证。
We have heard many testimonies from our members.
哦，他们之所以能够不被挫败，哦，不被失败所打倒，哦，是因为心中有神的话。
The reason they are not discouraged by the trial and tribulations of our life is simply because they have the Word of God in their hearts.
哦，他们可以借着神的话，啊，借着思想神的话，得到智慧，得到安慰，得到鼓励。
Through meditating on the Word of God, they receive wisdom, comfort, and strength.
哦，所以耶稣所讲的啊，这个聪明跟无知的建啊，这个建造者，哦，给我们的第一个教导。
So the very first teaching that we can glean from the parable of the wise and foolish builders is that we need to hear the word of God.
哦，也就是说我们要学会经常拥有神的话。
In other words, we should constantly meditate on the word of God.
哦，抓住神的话。
Hold on to his word.
哦，这是第一个。哦。
This is the first point.
我们要学习聆听、思考、哦、思想神的话语。
We must learn to hear and to meditate over the word of God.
好，那第二个。
Second point.
我们要拥有神的话，啊，也必须要学会为自己，哦，来聆听、来思想神的话。
We must internalize the word of God for our own sake.
好，主耶稣在四福音书里头，啊，经常会用有耳可听的就应当听来结束他的讲论。
In the Gospels, our Lord Jesus often used the phrase, let those who have ears, let him hear, to say that we need to internalize what we hear.
哦，这正是在提醒我们每一个人应当要为自己好好的来听神的话。
In other words, we should listen to the word of God very carefully for our own sake.
哦，有一次啊，啊，在一个聚会结束之后啊
，Once at the conclusion of a service，
哦，这个小王啊，啊，对坐在旁边的这个李弟兄就这么说了
，Brother A said to Brother B，
哦，传道今天道理讲得很好啊
，The pastor delivered a great sermon today。
哦，可惜我的太太今天没有来
，But unfortunately my wife is not here。
哦。啊，不然啊，传道的这一篇道理啊，一定可以给我太太很多的提醒跟勉励啊。
Otherwise, this sermon would have served as a great reminder for my wife.
哦，这个李弟兄啊，听这个小王这么一说啊，哦、
And when Brother B heard what Brother A said,
哎，皱着眉头啊，就回答他了。
He had a sense of hesitation and answered him.
哎，传道啊，所讲的道理能不能提醒勉励你的太太，我不晓得。
I don't know if this sermon can indeed remind your wife of certain truths in the Bible.
哦，但是我知道啊，你刚刚所说的话提醒了我。
But what I do know is that what you just said reminded me.
哦，叫我啊，千万不要哦，为了别人听到。
That I should never listen to a sermon for other people.
哦，在听到的时候啊，总要留心，哦，这个传道所讲的道跟我个人有什么关系啊？
I should always remind myself to see how the sermon relates to me.
哦，我要怎么样把所听的道把它实践行出来？
I must think about how I can practice what I have heard.
哦，而不是用来判断。这个道理啊，哎，跟什么人有没有关系啊？
The sermon should not be used to measure whether someone lives up to the standards of the Bible.
哦，那他们呢、啊？听了这个道理之后啊，应当要怎么做？
And it is not for us to think about how others should do or to amend themselves.
哎，这个李弟兄啊，对这个王弟兄所讲的话哦，啊，总是啊，让我们想到哦。我们听到的态度啊。
So what Brother B told Brother A is something, is a reflection of how we think about sermons.
哦，我们经常很容易会犯了为了别人来听到，为了别人来读圣经的毛病。
We often commit the mistake of listening to sermons or reading a Bible for others.
啊，这个道理呀、啊。啊，是在对谁讲的？啊，这段经文呢、啊，是在写给谁的了
？Oh, this sermon is great for so and so, or this passage should be read by someone else.
啊，但是却缺乏自我反省的心智。
But there's often a lack of self-examination.
好、哦，事实上啊，啊，读圣经、明白圣经啊， 不是用来作为责备别人的工具或者是资料。
As a matter of fact, to read and to understand the Bible is not a tool through which we chastise others.
是用来反省，来调整我们自己错误用的。
The Bible is read so that we may amend ourselves.
就好像说我们读这个交通法规啊，不是为了要当交通警察去抓人的哦。
For example, we know about traffic rules not so that we will become policemen to find others if they have any moving violation.
是为了怎么样来帮助自己哦，不会来违反这些法规的人。
We know these rules so that we will not transgress against them.
所以说我们能够不被诱惑啊，不被试探所打倒。
The reason we are we do not fail through temptation.
是因为我们可以从神的话语当中得到警惕，得到提醒，得到方向。
It's because we receive guidance and reminder from the Word of God.
所以我们每一个弟兄姐妹啊，我们都要学会为自己来听道，为自己来思想神的话语。
And so we should listen to the word of God and to meditate over them for our own sake.
所以心中存有神的话，我们就能够从神的话得到智慧，得到安慰，得到鼓励的。
Once we have the word of God in our hearts, we will receive wisdom, comfort, and encouragement from God.
更能够得到警惕、提醒、方向。
And we will also receive a warning, reminder, and guidance from God.
这是我们能够不被挫折所击败，不被试探引诱所击倒的原因。
And this is how we can overcome temptation and obstacles.
所以我们要每天呢，多拨出时间呢，来读神的话，来思想神的话。
That is why we should take more time every day to read and to meditate over the Word of God.
那我们信仰的根基啊，就是建立在坚固的磐石上。
Then the foundation of our faith will be firmly established on the rock.
那再来哦，耶稣所讲的这个比喻里头提醒我们。
This parable also reminds us.
凡听见我这话就去行的。这个去行这个是主耶稣在这个比喻里头要教导我们的第二点。
That we need to put the word of God into practice. This is the second point that we can learn from this parable.
主耶稣要我们有所行动来回应他所讲的话。
Jesus wants us to put his words into practice.
每一个基督徒啊。当然我们要拥有丰富的圣经知识。
We all need to have abundant Bible knowledge.
但是更加重要的就是把我们所懂的圣经知识实践出来。
But what's even more important is to put into practice what we know.
这个也是我们在我们的信仰，我们的家庭，我们的服事，事业等等，遭受打击的时候，能够经得起考验的另外一个原因。
This is the other reason we're able to withstand difficulties in our faith, our ministry, or our family.
同样我们也用两点来思考这个课题。
And I'd like to bring up two points for your consideration.
来回应主耶稣在这一方面对我们的期许。
And I'd like to expand upon what our Lord Jesus Christ has taught us in this parable.
第一个。
First of all,
我们要懂得祈求圣灵的帮助。
We must learn to seek the help of the Holy Spirit.
当然我们如果不照着圣经所吩咐的去行，那我们拥有的丰富的圣经知识就没有什么意义了。
If we do not put into practice the word of God, then our knowledge is in vain.
在昨天早上小弟在跟这个郭妈妈聊天的时候
Yesterday morning, I had a chance to chat with Mrs. Guo.
郭妈妈谈到说，说如果病人不准备照医生的吩咐去做，那干嘛去看医生？
She mentioned that if a patient does not listen to the doctor, what's the point of seeing the doctor in the first place?
这句话讲得很对。
This is very true.
但同样的，如果基督徒 不照着圣经的真理去做，那圣经对我们有什么好处？
Likewise, if we do not practice the truths in the Bible, then what good is it to know about it?
那信仰对我们又有什么帮助呢？
Then how does our faith help us?
但事实上啊，我们也必须承认哦，要实践圣经的教导哦，主耶稣的教训，也不是一件很容易的事情。
Obviously, we have to acknowledge the fact that to practice the teachings of our Lord Jesus and the truths of the Bible is not an easy thing.
知道往往比较容易，行出来比较困难哦。
It is easier to know than it is to practice.
中国有个诗人叫做白居易啊。
There is a very famous Chinese poet called 白居易。
有一天，他到一个深山里头啊，去看，探望一个这个修道的老朋友。
One day he went into the deep mountains to seek out his friend who is cultivating himself.
问他说，你能不能用一句话把你整个修行的心得讲出来。
Can you capture your thoughts about your cultivation in one statement?
他这个朋友想一想，说了一句话。
And his friend thought about it and said,
诸恶莫作，众善奉行。坏事不要做了，好事要去做。
Don't do anything evil, but practice all goodness.
这个白居一听说，这个道理呀，八岁的小孩子都知道嘛。
And this poet responded, everyone, even an eight-year-old knows this.
他这个修道的朋友说啊，没有错啊，八岁的小朋友都知道，但是八十岁的老公公啊，都不一定能做得到。
And his friend responded, yes, an eight-year-old may know the simple truth, but the fact of the matter is, an 80-year-old may not practice it.
这实在是一句很实在的话。
This is very true.
罗马书七章的十八节，保罗说。
Romans 7 verse 18. Paul said,
说立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
In chapter 7 verse 18 it says, I know that nothing good lives in me, that it is my sinful nature, for I have the desire to do what is good, but I cannot carry it out.
如果我们也只是这样子啊，那我们的信仰跟其他宗教信仰就没有什么两样。
If we constantly live in this conflict or this struggle, then we are no different than anyone else who believes in other religions.
基督的信仰，它最可贵的地方不止告诉我们诸恶莫作、众善奉行的道理。
The most precious thing about our Lord Jesus Christ is that He not only teaches us to do what is good and shun evil.
他还能够借着圣灵的帮助，让我们能够把这个道理行出来。
But that through the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to practice it.
所以当我们在艰难的环境里头
，So when we are in the difficulties of our lives,
我们更应该要祈求圣灵的帮助。
We should seek help from the Holy Spirit.
让我们能够重新得到力量
，So that we can regain our strength.
有充足的信心跟勇气。
Then we have enough faith and strength
去克服困难
to overcome the obstacles of our lives.
当我们在被冤枉、受冤屈的环境里头
，when we are falsely accused，
我们可以借着圣灵的帮助
，through the help of the Holy Spirit，
让我们拥有那个宽广的心胸以及爱仇敌的精神，去化解我们的问题跟人际关系。
We can have the open mind as well as the spirit of forbearance to smooth out human relationships.
这个也是我们能够不被诱惑、不被挫折所击倒的原因。
And this is the reason we're able to overcome temptation and overcome obstacles.
因为圣灵跟情欲为敌
Because the spirit is at odds with temptations.
我们只要愿意顺从圣灵，让圣灵帮助我们。
As long as we're willing to obey the Spirit and allow Him to help us.
让圣灵充满我们。
and allow the Holy Spirit to fill us.
我们就能够把我们所听到的道理啊，实践在我们的生活里头。
Then we can practice all the teachings we have heard in our daily lives.
哦，不会啊，只是一个天国的路标指路牌，哦，告诉人家，哎，从这边去可以得救，那自己像一根指路牌一样啊，定在那边了，动都不能动哦。
Otherwise, the words of God or the gospel of salvation will become a landmark where it points other people to salvation, and yet ourselves are not really there.
哦，所以圣灵能够帮助我们每一个弟兄姐妹成为能够实践真理的真基督徒。
May we all be practicing Christians who will live up to the teachings of God.
哦，再来第二个。
Second point,
我们要怎么样把我们所听的道行出来？
How can we practice the word of God that we have heard?
除了靠圣灵的帮助之外，
Besides relying on the Holy Spirit,
我们也要配合啊。好，我们不要消灭圣灵的感动。
We must comply to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
我们要有那个愿意啊，哦，克制我们自己的这个决心啊。
We must have the willingness and determination to overcome ourselves.
哦，这个也是我们能够不被诱惑、不被挫折击败，不可缺少的一环呢。
This is also a very important way through which we can overcome temptation, and overcome our obstacles.
也就是圣经经常说的节制的功夫啊。
This has to do with self-control that we often talked about.
哦，如同保罗所说的。攻克己身，叫身服我。
Just as Paul has stated that we should learn to command our body so that it will obey us.
好，唯有这样子，我们才能够不被诱惑、不被挫折所击败啊。
Only then can we not be tempted by temptations and not be taken over by the obstacles of life.
让圣灵能够充满我们。
We must allow the Holy Spirit to fill us.
在一个这个火车上面。哦，的车厢里头，啊，有一个哦年轻的爸爸哈，抱着他的这个他的小 baby。
There's a young father who carry his son in a train.
哦，啊，这个小孩不知道为什么拼命哭，拼命哭啊。
And for some reason, the child began to cry out aloud.
哦，大家哦都被他哦被这个小孩的哭声所吵。
And everyone was disturbed.
哦。那这个爸爸哦啊，一直哦对这个小孩说哈，说阿华啊，不要急，不要生气，不要发脾气。
And the young father keep telling the son, son, do not be agitated, do not get angry, do not be mad.
哦，旁边的一个老太太呀，听到这个哈年轻的爸爸的说话，啊，就对他说啊，说啊，哦，先生啊，你真了不起。哦，这么心平气和地教导你的孩子。
And there was an old lady who overheard what the young father said to his son and commented, you are so patient, you are able to teach your child without raising your voice.
哦，就啊，摸摸这个小婴孩的哦脸颊说啊，阿华乖，不要哭啦，不要哭啦。
And after she made that comment, she touched the child with her hand and said, do not cry.
哦，这个爸爸这个时候说啊，他不叫阿华，他叫小毛，我才叫阿华。
And at this point, the father clarified that all that he had said just now was to himself and not to his son.
哦，原来啊，他刚刚哦。不是在对小孩说啊，叫他哦，不要着急，别生气，不要发脾气，是在对自己讲啊。
In other words, he was talking to himself not to get agitated or be angry about his son crying.
哦，哎，这个故事啊，告诉我们哈，啊，在很多时候啊，我们没办法去我们管不了别人的错误啊。
This story tells us that sometimes we are not able to fix anyone's mistake.
我们就要提醒我们自己，要克制自己内心的愤怒。
But we need to remind ourselves to curb our own anger.
不要因着人家错，自己也跟着错。
Let us not do wrong simply because others do that.
哦，因着人家生气，我们也跟着气。
And let us not get angry just because others are angry.
哦，这个是很大的一个智慧哦。
This is a great piece of advice.
哦，所以我们基督徒啊，能够不被诱惑、不被挫折所击倒啊，就是因为我们愿意啊接受这样的一个操练，自我要求。
We are able to withstand temptation or obstacles of life because we learn to exercise self-control.
哦，来克制我们自己哦的德性。
We learn how to curb our own vices.
哦，让圣灵充满，来配合圣灵哦。
So that we can comply to the movement of the Holy Spirit.
哦，所以乐意遵行神的话。
So we must gladly practice the word of God.
哦，这是我们之所以能够不被挫败、不被试炼击败的原因呢。
And this is one of the reasons we're able to withstand temptation and to overcome obstacles.
哦，今天呢，我们大多数的弟兄姐妹，我们都拥有圣灵。
Today, the majority of our brothers and sisters have received the Holy Spirit.
哦，那圣灵啊，不单是哦，我们祷告的时候身体震动。哦，这个口说灵言呢、啊。
To have the Holy Spirit is not just to pray in tongues and to move our body.
哦，体会到说神跟我们在一起，神垂听我们祷告。
The Holy Spirit allows us to experience God through prayer.
哦，更啊、哦，我们更应当啊，借着圣灵啊、的充满跟帮助啊，哦，来操练，来克制我们自己的情欲。
Through the fullness and the empowerment of the Holy Spirit, we are able to curb our own vices and to improve ourselves.
哦，做一个得胜的基督徒哦。
And to become a victorious Christian.
哦，啊，我们再来看第三点哦。
Let's look at the third point.
哦，主耶稣借这个比喻告诉我们。
Through this parable, our Lord Jesus Christ teaches us.
哦，凡听见我这话就去行，好像一个聪明人把房子盖在磐石上，雨淋水冲风吹，撞着那房子，房子总不倒塌。
So everyone who hears these words of Jesus and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the wind blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall.
哦，刚刚一开始我们就说到这个雨淋水冲风吹啊。哦，指着我们在人生所必然会遇到的挫折、失败、打击。
We mentioned at the outset of the service that the rain, the streams, and the winds signify the negative impacts and difficulties and obstacles of our lives.
哦，但是我们要学会哦，因着对神有坚定不移的信心，来作为我们的根基。
But we should take a deeply rooted faith to be the foundation.
哦，才能够在我们的事业、信仰、家庭啊、侍奉上不被挫折。啊，不被失败所打啊，所打败啊。
So that we will not be overcome by the obstacles of our lives in our career, in our family, and our service to God.
哦，不被啊这个诱惑失败所击倒。
And we must not be overtaken by temptations or obstacles.
哦，那什么叫做这个建立在这个磐石上哦？
What does it mean to be built upon the rock?
哦，我们啊，同样从两方面来做分享。
I'm going to share two points with you.
哦，第一方面呢、啊、
？First of all,
哦，把我们的信仰根基建立在磐石上啊，告诉我们呢、啊，要坚定的相信并顺服我们所明白的真道。
To build our faith on the rock is to fully understand and be fully convinced of the word of God.
一个心中有神的人，
one who has God in his heart.
一个对神的话语充满着信心的人，
one who has full faith in the word of God.
哦，才能够拥有足够的哦这个能力啊，去面对打击跟挫折。
We'll have the strength to overcome obstacles.
哦，刚刚一开始我们所唱的赞美诗151首，天父必看顾你。
Just now we sang hymn 151, about how our Heavenly Father will take care of us.
哦，小弟很喜欢这一首诗歌。
I really love this hymn.
哦，那这首诗歌啊，是由一对夫妻啊共同创作完成的。
This hymn was composed by a couple.
哦，这个作曲的哈、哦、是一个传道人叫马丁啊、华德尔。
And the one who wrote the lyrics is Sevilla Martin.
哦，哎，那个是他太太了。
哦 ，Stillman Martin.
哦，那他太太叫做马丁塞维拉了。哦
，And his wife was Sevilla Martin.
好、哦，那这个马丁传道哈、哦，他啊有一次啊，哦答应了啊这个啊这个信徒的邀请哈、哦，到一个教会要去布道。
So Pastor Martin once received an invitation to preach at a church.
好，但是要出发之前呢、啊，他的太太却病倒了。
But before he began his journey to the church, his wife fell sick.
哦，那病情不轻啊！哦，让这个马丁传道哦，他不太敢离开他的太太。
And since his wife was so sick, Preacher Martin was very hesitant to leave the house.
哦，想要啊啊、推掉这一次的布道。
So he wanted to decline the invitation to preach that sermon.
哦，当他拿起电话啊、要告诉对方哦啊不能去的时候
，When he was about to pick up the phone to decline that invitation,
哦，他可爱的孩子啊，哎，突然走到他的前面了、啊，对他说、啊、
，His lovely child came before him and said to him,
说爸爸，难道你不能完全相信哦？就是啊。啊、当你离开这个地方、啊、神也会看顾我们的妈妈吗、
Father, do you not believe that once you leave, our God will also take good care of my mom?、
哦、这个马丁传道、啊、一听、啊哎、灵里头、啊、深受责备。
And when Preacher Martin heard it,、he felt chastised in his heart.、
哦、也很感动。
And he was deeply moved.、
哦、就在为他太太、哦啊，这个祷告之后啊，哦、就出发啊，去布道了。
So after praying for his wife, he went on the journey.
哦，那一次的布道很成功，哦，很多慕道朋友受感动。
That particular sermon moved many people.
哦，啊，在这个啊聚会结束之后啊，哦，他带着轻松的脚步啊回家。
After service.He took very light steps to go home.
哎，在门口哦，他这个可爱的小孩呀、啊，哦，来为他开门呐、啊，啊，并且啊，手上拿着一张字条哈、哦，一张纸啊，啊，上面写着我们所唱的这151首的歌词啊，然后给他爸爸。
And when he was about to arrive home, his child was waiting at the door with the lyrics of this hymn.
哦，原来啊，在他。在这个马丁传道离开去布道、哦、离开家去布道的时候，他太太呀、啊，哦，这个受神的感动哈、哦，就写了这个歌词。
And while Preacher Martin was away preaching the sermon, his wife was moved by God to compose the lyrics for this hymn.
哦，马丁传道一看到这个歌词，马上就到钢琴那边哈、哦，配上哦优美的旋律。
And so when Preacher Martin received these lyrics, he immediately went to the piano and composed the melody for it.
哦，这就是我们今天所唱的《天父必看顾你》这一首赞美诗，它背后的一个故事。
So this is the story behind hymn 151 that we have just sung.
哦，所以对啊、马丁传道他们夫妻呀、啊，哦，天父必看顾你，不再只是一种信仰的知识而已。
So to this couple, the very fact that God will take care of us is not just a teaching from the Bible.
哦，更是一种信仰上的体验。
It is also an experience they have in their faith.
坚定地相信我们的神。
So we must firmly believe in our God.
哦，坚定地信赖我们的神。
And firmly rely on Him.
坚定地倚靠我们的神。
And firmly trust him.
哦，这是我们之所以能够经得起环境的考验而不退缩的主要原因呢。
And this is the main reason we are able to withstand the difficulties of our lives.
哦，所以我们亲爱的弟兄姐妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们听了很多的道理。
We have heard many sermons.
我们也已经懂了很多的道理。
We know many teachings of the Bible.
那我们就要相信, 服从我们所明白所知道的道理。
We must have faith in what we have heard and to take deep roots in what we know.
不再是我们的知识, 而是变成我们的经验, 变成我们的生命。
Whatever we know must be transformed into our experience and into our life.
那对于我们所不了解的真理啊,
For those truths that we don't really understand,
这里所说的建立在磐石上,
here it says we must build our faith on the rock.
来告诉我们, 对于我们呢, 还不了解的真理, 我们要用坚定的信心跟服从来回应。
For those truths that we do not understand, let us accept them with faith and obedience.
尤其是在人看来不可能成功的。
Especially for those things that others may think impossible.
不可能有希望的。
Or those things that are hopeless.
我们更应当要执着神在凡事都能够的信念上，我们依然相信并且遵从。
We must be firmly rooted in the fact that God, to God, everything is possible.
创世纪的18章那边记载，当天使向亚伯拉罕说，
Genesis chapter 18 records how an angel spoke to Abraham.
到明年的这个时候，你的妻子必生一个儿子。
Next year at this time, your wife will bear a son.
亚伯拉罕的太太这个撒拉听见这个话，心里就暗笑啊！我既然已经衰败，我的主人也老迈了，怎么能够有这样的喜事呢？
However, Sarah, upon hearing it, was laughing to herself. They are both so advanced in years. How would that be possible?
天使对亚伯拉罕说，说你的太太撒拉为什么暗笑呢？
But the angel said to Abraham, why is your wife laughing to herself?
神岂有难成的事情吗？
Is there anything too difficult for God?
到了日期， 明年的这个时候，我必回来你这里，撒拉必生一个儿子。
But next year at this time, I will return, and Sarah will bear to you a son.
果然就照天使所说的。
And truly enough,
撒拉在一年后为亚伯拉罕生了以撒。
One year later, Sarah gave birth to Isaac.
以撒这个名字的意思就是。 就是喜笑。
The meaning of the name Isaac is laughter.
之前因为不相信，暗笑，偷笑。现在神的话没有落空了，变成喜笑了。
Previously, Sarah laughed to herself because she didn't believe that she could bear a child. But afterward, she laughed because her wish had been realized.
从人的角度来看，撒拉是根本不可能会生小孩的。
From a human perspective, Sarah could never have a child.
但是从这一段记载告诉我们一个很重要的信息。
But this story gives us a very important message.
神岂有难成的事吗？
Is there anything too difficult for God?
既然我们知道神没有难成的事，
If we know that there's nothing too difficult for God,
在人不能，在神凡事都能。
With man, it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
就是这个信念能够帮助我们恒心的祷告，依靠神。
It is this mentality that will drive us to pray to Him and to trust Him.
当我们经历我们所认为 不可能办不到的考验跟挑战，能够让我们不退缩，不失败， 最主要的原因就是我们对神那个凡事都能神没有难成之事的这种信念。
When we are challenged with what is seemingly impossible or hopeless, then we must take out the courage and the faith that in God everything is possible.
那我们就是把我们的信仰建立在磐石上。
Then we have built our faith on the rock.
不单是明白的相信，那个不明白的，我们还是相信。
We will believe in God regardless of whether we understand it or not.
所以这种对神有坚定不移的信心呢、啊？就是主耶稣所说的信心胜过全世界的理由、啊、
And this is the very faith through which we can overcome anything in this world.
能够啊，移山倒海。
This faith will allow us to move mountains.
所以我们啊。今天晚上借着主耶稣所讲的这个聪明跟无知的建造者的这个比喻告诉我们。
So through learning this parable of the wise and foolish builders,
我们要做一个听见神话语的人。
We learn to become hearers of his word.
经常来思想神的话语。
We will meditate over his word.
为自己来聆听思想神的话语。
And to listen and meditate over His word for our own sake.
我们也要做一个能够把神的话行出来的人。
And we must be one who will practice His word.
我们呢、啊、还要啊借着对神的信靠哦，相信神是无所不能的。
And we must also rely on God and believe that He will perform the impossible.
以这个啊心中存有神的话。乐意遵行神的话，坚定信服神的话，来作为我们胜过意外还有挫折的主要的的这个原因呢。
So we must learn to hear, to meditate over, and to be firmly rooted in His word, so that in whatever circumstances of life, whether it be temptation or trials or tribulation, we will always stand firm in Him.
在我们的信仰。在我们的事业，在我们的家庭，在我们的服事上，在遭逢挫折、失败、试炼、考验，都不会被击倒。
And we will never be defeated, regardless of how much difficulty we encounter in our own family, in our career, in our family, and in our service to God.
以这个听道、行道，还有顺道，来做一个经得起考验的基督徒。
So we will listen to the word of God, meditate over the word of God, and to obey the word of God.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
155首。
Let's sing hymn 155.